The Arctic is rapidly and dramatically changing with continued warming of the air, land, and sea. That's the theme of the 2019 Arctic Report Card from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It was released today, and while the general message is not a surprise, some of the specifics are sobering. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin mined the report for these four takeaways.
Number one. Surface air temperature. In 2019, the Arctic did not quite set a record, but Matthew Druckenmiller from the National Snow and Ice Data Center points to the trend.
The average annual surface air temperature over land for 2019 was the second highest since 1900. The six hottest years on record in the Arctic have all taken place in the last 6 years.
Number two, change brings more change. Consider permafrost. As it thaws, it releases carbon to the atmosphere, as much as 600 million tons a year. As Druckenmiller says,
this thawing of permafrost may now be acting to accelerate global climate change.
A warmer Arctic also means a greener Arctic, but those plants don't suck up enough carbon to balance the increase. A warmer climate means permafrost emits carbon in winter, too. And a new study suggests the winter carbon release is 2 or 3 times higher than previously known. Number three, the Bering Sea has now had 2 winters in a row that were almost ice-free. That's part of a larger picture. Sea ice is retreating across the whole Arctic.
The 13 lowest summer ice extents have been in the past 13 years.
Donald Perovich of Dartmouth College also says old ice is disappearing. Ice more than 4 years old is thicker and more resilient, he says, and young ice is more vulnerable to the elements. Back in the 1980s, Perovich says about a third of the ice cover was made out of that old, thick ice.
And covered an area roughly the same size as the United States east of the Mississippi. Now in March of 2019, it's 1% of the ice cover. And all that's left is an area the size of the state of Maine.
Point number four. These changes cause direct harm to real people. Melissa Johnson is Inupiaq and lives in Nome. She was invited to speak at the report card rollout. She explained that her community depends on sea ice. It's the platform they need to hunt marine mammals. Johnson says it used to be that hunters only had to travel 10 or 20 miles to reach the ice.
And now it's at minimum 50 miles out, you know, is where the sea ice is. And it's having treacherous impacts to our hunters.
Johnson says the warmer environment is degrading their food sources, too, leaving less to go around. Animals have a thinner fat layer. Seabirds are sick. Berries don't ripen when they used to. Ann Johnson says they need snow cover and ice to travel between communities.
Without that, we become limited, we become isolated, we become continuously sparse in our sharing.
This is the 14th annual Arctic Report Card. It's a peer-reviewed document compiled by 81 scientists from a dozen countries. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.